Welcome to the GBNI podcast. Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, Christ-centred organisation, effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast.
Hi, this is Emma. And welcome to week 6 of the GEMS blog on questions. Today we are asking, but what about image? When you think about image, do you ever say to yourself, I would feel better about myself if I was prettier, was a different body shape, had longer legs, had nicer hair, had better skin, and definitely had a boyfriend? Because let's just face it, I don't look like any of my friends or other girls who are much more beautiful than me. These are thoughts that I have struggled with for years. We all have insecurities. But about 4 years ago, my walk with God changed dramatically. And God has done a lot of work in my heart to destroy those insecurities in me that the world would have me tortured with. However, a few weeks ago, while recording a video devotion for church, after a few takes to get it right and watching it back, I will confess and say that as soon as I saw it, all of my insecurities came crashing down on me. Straight away, my thoughts went to, look at yourself, you're not beautiful, no wonder you're single, you can't even look at yourself, so why would anyone else want to? You need to lose weight and other girls are so much prettier than you. And yes, this was not a pleasant experience to go through, and thankfully it passed quickly. A great example of beauty in the Bible is Esther. The Persian king Xerxes wanted a new wife, and when he had his choice of who to crown as his new queen, it was Esther whose beauty radiated and captured his attention more than anybody else. But when you look at the whole story of Esther, while yes, she was absolutely beautiful, but what shines out more than her outer beauty is her inner beauty of her character and her purpose for God as queen to save her people from death. I would encourage you to spend some time reading the story of Esther, and rather than just seeing her outward beauty, when you look deeper, you will find a young woman in difficult and dangerous circumstances who is full of grace, humility, faithfulness, wisdom, and such courage. Esther is a great example of how God sees us, and the Bible is full of verses and stories of how beautiful you truly are. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Psalm 139 verse 14 says this, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Matthew chapter 10 verses 29 to 31 says this, what is the price of 2 sparrows? 1 copper coin? Not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. And Romans 5 verse 7 says this, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. There's just a few verses. So where you're sitting right now, have a brief think about all the negative things you think about yourself. Now I want you to imagine the Eiffel Tower. And on the top of the tower, running from the top of it to the very bottom, is a really, really, really long scroll of paper. At the top of that scroll of paper, you see your name written on it. And then as you look below your name and go down the paper, you find a list of things that you recognise as all the good things about you. And the list is endless. As you continue to read down the list, you see a man who is writing all these lovely things about you that you know make you who you are. That man is God. You are so much more than what the world says you are or says you should be to fit in. Because of God, you have more worth, more value, and more beauty than you could ever know. So let that be the still small voice that whispers in your ear to battle your insecurities. Know that you are the daughter of the King of Kings.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with other leaders. You can get more information on our website, gbni.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.